Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are virtual. We're still in the virtual Business Radio X studio in Alpharetta here in North Fulton, but hope to be back in our studio inside Renaissance Bank sometime soon, and we'll be reporting on that. Folks, we still love the folks at Renaissance. They've done a terrific job with PPP loans and other work they've done for small business clients. Reach out to them if you're interested in moving your banking relationship, and a lot of folks are, given what's happened in recent weeks with some of the things that have happened with SBA loans. Go check out Renaissance, renaissancebank.com, or check out your local office. You can find them there. If you want to go in and see someone, they will see you, but you have to make an appointment. The bank's branches are still closed, to walk in, but they're open by appointment. So give them a call, make an appointment, renaissancebank.com. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now we're going to turn to Julian Reed, and Julian is with the Entrepreneur Source. Julian, welcome.
Thank you, John. It's great to be here.
It's great to be with you, and thanks for coming on the show. First of all, tell us a little bit about you. Tell us about your firm and how you serve folks.
Okay, John. Well, I am a career ownership coach and franchise owner with the Entrepreneur Source, and my mission is to help professionals and executives assess their career possibilities and dreams, specializing in their exploration of business ownership and franchise opportunities. So how do I do that? Well, it begins with a process, and I have a no-cost coaching approach, much like an executive recruiter, and I take my clients on a journey of self-discovery. We use tools like assessments, education, coaching, and then, of course, access to hundreds of different franchise business possibilities in dozens of industries. And the net result for my clients is that they arrive at some sort of point of clarity, either moving forward into business ownership or going back into a job search, perhaps, or staying with their corporate careers. But either way, they confidently embark on their next career venture with excitement and a high probability of success. So the bottom line is, you know, for people out there, if you have ever wanted to run your own business without having to invent it, then I can help you. So that's the short story.
Gotcha. Now, one of the things that you mentioned here in the show notes we have that I'm fascinated by is that you say there is, from a career point of view, that COVID-19 has exposed something very crucial to people. And I think there's folks that like to know what that is. Tell us.
Well, absolutely. John, the COVID-19 took everyone by surprise. And particularly when it comes to your career. And what I would suggest to our listeners is that COVID-19 has exposed the concept of career ownership. And if you have found yourself furloughed or laid off, or downsized, or perhaps as part of a merger or acquisition, you know, for whatever reason, you find yourself without work or a very uncertain future at this time, you likely got there not by your own choice. I met with four new clients yesterday. Three of them, again, are currently unemployed, not by their own choice. Mm. So what does that mean? That means that someone other than themselves made some decisions for them. They, either it was a boss or it was a company, an employer, perhaps the economics of the macro economy or their industry somehow left them without work. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, I would challenge people to kind of step back to the 50,000 foot view and look at their career and say, look, who or what owns my career? And if it is not you, if it's somebody else or something else, then maybe now is a great time to explore what it means to take ownership of your career.
So. And maybe if you can't answer that question, you got a problem, right? I mean, because what you're exposing is we think we're in control sometimes, and we tell ourselves things that lead us to think we're in control, but we're really not.
And that's absolutely true. I mean, think about the lives of most people out there in the American workforce today. There's three things to think about when you want to go back and look at your career overall and really taking ownership of it. Number one is that control element, and just whether or not you were blindsided by something and all of a sudden you're not unemployed and need to do something else. But think about this. Today, people are working virtually and working from home, and suddenly they've got extra time on their hands. Mm. You're not commuting. You are not traveling. You are not going to church. You are not going to your out the tennis matches. All of your volunteer activities have been canceled. You've got a lot of extra time on your hands. So some people are using it to catch up on their sleep, maybe do more exercise, and those are healthy, spend more time with their families. Those are all great things. But guess what? You should use some of this time to kind of reassess your career and potentially look at taking more control of it. And so with the time and control, and then also risk, I mean, reassess your risk in your career. You may have thought you were in a risk-free environment as you were employed, and perhaps some people have been sobered up to the fact that maybe I had a lot less control than I think I had when I was employed. So,
folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Julian Reed, and he is with the Entrepreneur's Source. Now, Julian, let's talk positive here, because there are folks that need some answers, and as you mentioned. So you say that one way to own your career is entrepreneurship through franchising. And talk a little bit about how you go through that process with somebody that's thinking about buying a franchise.
Well, very good, John. Let's first and foremost, let's start with the fact that business ownership is not for everyone. However, having said that, the Gallup organization does surveys almost annually with employee satisfaction. And when they do that, they dig a little bit deeper into the survey, discover that nearly 70% of Americans would love to be self-sufficient in their careers. But they don't take the step for whatever reason. So where I start is with professionals and executives and frankly, anybody who wants to step back and say, okay, is business ownership for me? So I have assessments to do that. And we look at three things. Number one, we look at your lifestyle requirements and preferences. For example, are you living where you want to live? Do you need to avoid nights and weekends because of family obligations? Maybe you need a more flexible lifestyle to take care of aging parents or kids' activities or whatever it happens to be. You know, those are lifestyle issues. And by golly, if you're going to do your own gig, then you should do it on your own terms. So we'll start by looking at, again, your lifestyle preferences and requirements. Number two, your financial goals. And it's not just about building, you know, it's not just about income. It's also about building equity. So depending, I work with many people in the prime earning years of their careers. And if they might want to replace an income. They might be very ambitious and want to scale up and build an empire. On the other hand, I work with some recent retirees who simply want to diversify their portfolios. Mm-hmm. And they look at semi-passive business ownership opportunities. To perhaps, you know, make 14, 16, 20% returns on a semi-passive business investment. So we look at those, you know, financial goals. And then number three, it's really your transferable skills. Now, fortunately, in the world of franchises, we're talking not only about proven business models, but in many cases, we're talking about simple business models. So if you come from a corporate life where you've maybe had leadership responsibilities, management, maybe business development, marketing or sales, other people come in with maybe operations talents or the financial end of a business, you know, as a, in the early startup phases of a new business, you might be wearing multiple hats until such time as you either outsource or hire additional staff. But nevertheless, we will take a look at your transferable skills as we're trying to identify a great franchise business opportunity for you. So those are the three things we look at. You know, number one, lifestyle requirements. Number two, financial goals. And number three, transferable skills. And with the assessments and time that we spend to do that, then after we do that, the ball is in my court. And then I go find 3 to 5 different franchise concepts that meet those criteria. And then you go on a deep dive exploration directly with those franchisors to learn their business models. And then in a very natural fashion, you know, some will kind of sink to the bottom, some will rise to the top. And if you're enamored enough with one to go into business there, that's exactly what you do. But by the same token, if you get into this a little bit and you decide, you know, I thought I wanted to be a business owner, but maybe not, then that's fine too. Then our process stops and those folks go back into their corporate careers or their job search and things go from there. So that's kind of a long answer, but I hope that's helpful.
Well, it is helpful. And part of that I'd like to touch on before we get into those that want to go on and make the next step. You have a process that's important for folks that maybe think they want to do it, but after going through the kind of process you talked about, they find out, you know, business ownership really isn't for me because I've learned a lot about myself and maybe just the problems of owning a business that I didn't think of. And that's a really important service that you offer people.
Yeah, I believe it is. You know, self-assessment, sometimes we just don't take enough time to, and certainly with our careers, to kind of step back and say, okay, what is my career path? Where do I want to be in 5 years? Where do I want to be in 10 years? For that matter, where do I want to be in 1 year? And our process is pretty efficient, but nevertheless effective in helping you identify some of those goals. I mean, those are some of our assessment steps on the very front end of the process. So again, if people aren't cut out for business, we can kind of help them and say, well, at least I explored that. At least I looked into it. And perhaps I'm not cut out for business ownership. But you'd be surprised. Many more people have the skill sets and the abilities to run their own business. They just don't move forward for whatever reason, but find themselves sometimes unhappy in their current jobs, and they stay there for years. So our challenge to professionals and executives and others is to, you know what, step back and do an assessment and just explore what the possibilities are before you say no.
Folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Julian Reed, and he's with the Entrepreneur Source. So Julian, for those that go forward, you sometimes, given that process, uncover opportunities and maybe proclivities that they have for a particular business that had nothing to do with functionally with maybe the company they came from, right?
That's absolutely true, John. The Entrepreneur Source as a franchise is this is our 36th year. And there's about 140 coaches like me around the country. Mm-hmm. And if you look at our history, I mean, we've literally helped thousands and thousands of people get into successful franchise business ownership. And the things that the number that really surprises people is that 95% of our clients over that 36 years go into businesses that they would not have gone into had we not shared it with them. Mm-hmm. And in many times it's in some vertical industry that they have no history in. And what does that say? That says that, you know, running a business is not necessarily about running a particular craft or a particular skill or a particular profession or even a vertical industry. It's about leadership and management. And then if you need help along the way, then you hire to those skills or outsource to those skills to kind of help you along the way. But leadership and management would be the two, you know, most important things to kind of look at when you're going to run your own business.
I know this is a broad question, so pardon me for that. But who are the generally the best candidates for franchise business ownership?
Well, that's a great question. Let me start by sharing with you, first of all, who are some of the kinds of people that I work with? And I always tell people, John, I work with Fred. F-R-E-D, Fred. It's an acronym.
Ah.
The F is for people who are frustrated. They are frustrated with their boss, their company, their industry, their paycheck, their travel, their coworkers, their customers. They are just their hours. They're just frustrated. Mm-hmm. And I work with many people that kind of get to the end of their rope. And so those are some of the candidates that I actually work with.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are the R is retired recently. A lot of people, again, I had this funny story. I was meeting with a UPS executive late last fall who had just retired. And he said, Julian, I tried to play golf 8 hours a day. I just can't do it. so he said, look, I don't want to go back and work 40, 50 hours a week anymore, but I do want to kind of dabble or maybe hire a young person and mentor that person to manage my or run my business, maybe on a semi-absentee basis.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked with him that way. And again, it's to diversify his portfolio, you know, business returns can be a good diversification of your retirement portfolio. So I do work with people who are recently retired. And that includes people that are transitioning from a military career. The E in Fred is for entrepreneurial. And these may be people who either have taken an entrepreneurial step in their careers in the past, or they just have an entrepreneurial spirit. And maybe they've never acted on it. And now is the time to do that. So I certainly work with those folks. And the D in Fred is people who have been downsized. And certainly during the COVID-19, you've seen the staggering, stunning numbers of newly unemployed. So I met with four people yesterday that are in that realm of being unemployed, and they're now wanting to look at business ownership as a result of their being downsized. So that's the acronym Fred in terms of typically who I work with. But in terms of what characteristics do franchise owners need, you know, again, leadership, management. But if you come into this with other skills, whether it's marketing, sales, administration, the financial skills and business ownership, operations, all people who have some of those business kinds of skills can look at franchise business ownership. And it's not about the industry that you come from. You do need to be a little bit able and willing to follow a system. Granted, a franchise is nothing if it's not, you know, processes and systems. And so if you can follow a proven system, then, you know, a maverick may not be the best person to be a franchise owner. But if you can follow a system that has, you know, key performance indicators and here's what to do and how much to do. You know, sometimes the secret to successful business is not just knowing what to do, it's knowing what not to do and what mistakes to avoid. And those are the things that a franchise system can do for you. But you need to, you know, you need to be able to, as Gerber said, a franchise owner and a business owner needs to be working on the business, not in the business. So you do need to be able to kind of see the big picture and see yourself as a business owner working on it and not so much in it as a technician or a worker. And then, of course, you know, really, I think that's kind of a summary in terms of you know, what the kinds of people that I work with and the sort of the characteristics that franchise business owners need.
What are some of the myths about franchise business ownership that you encounter that need to be dispelled?
Well, John, we've sort of already talked about this a little bit, and perhaps to kind of just emphasize it with a little bit further, you know, there's a myth out there that says, okay, well, I have to be some sort of an expert to be a business owner. And the fact is, no, you don't. Franchise owners, again, come from a wide variety of industries. As I mentioned earlier, 95% of our clients go into a franchise business that in an industry that they've never been familiar with before. So you're going to you're going to get trained and you're going to learn and you're going to really be able to pick up what you need to be a franchise business owner. It's about transferable skills, not transferable industry knowledge. A second myth that that can be controversial, but you really don't have to have a passion for the business in order to be successful. And some people are going to roll in their eyes out there, and I'm going to challenge them on that, because let me give you an example. John, I know a man who owns a porta potty business. Now, do you think he has a passion for porta potties?
Yeah, something tells me that that didn't come up on his radar screen early on when he's thinking about passions he might have, right?
No, but here's what his passions are. His passions are time with his family. He does some volunteer work. He loves kind of running the P&L of a business. He likes to play golf. He likes to go watch his grandson play baseball. But hey, this porta potty business allows him to pursue those passions, because he's hired a general manager. He gets to mentor that person. He enjoys doing that. He likes working with customers and clients. Because of the fact that he owns and runs this business, he can pursue those true passions in life that have to do with his lifestyle and his, you know, financial needs and so forth. Oh, by the way, I should also mention that he makes a whole lot of money, which also helps in business. So again, you need to look at a business for what it addresses in terms of your lifestyle and financial goals, and it needs to be more about your purpose than say your passion. So those are a couple of examples, I think, of some myths that about franchising that I would certainly challenge people to think about.
You just mentioned one, but I'm curious if you've got any other success stories of people that you've worked with that you're particularly proud of.
Well, golly, yes. I've been doing this for 7 years now, John, and the list is probably too long to summarize. And that's the rewarding part of my work. As I coach people who are exploring business ownership, perhaps for the first time, and then I'm able to place them into a business and then check in with them several years later and see how happy they are and how thriving and how growing their businesses are. It's a real thrill for me. I can give you a couple of examples right off the top. I had a gentleman who was downsized from a business. He lived in Roswell. Mm. And I started to share some business models with him. He had a history and a background in leadership and management training. And interestingly enough, he left that. He went into the IT world, spent 15 to 20 years there, and then he was downsized. But when I started to show him some business models, he became very enamored with a franchise that was in that space of leadership and training management, a B2B, a business-to-business type of franchise. And we started exploring that, and he looked at it and he said, you know what? This isn't enough. They want to give me a territory here in North Fulton County, and that's not enough. So he looked at, he bought the area development rights for all of Southern California,
wow,
which was a huge, huge investment for him. He sold this house in Roswell. He moved to San Diego. And here we are 4 years later, and he's built an empire out there of leadership and management coaches kind of underneath his area development umbrella. Mm-hmm. And trust me, he's doing extraordinarily well. So, and he won Franchisee of the Year with that particular franchise in his second year in the business. And I can tell you, he's just absolutely, you know, killing it with a huge business out there. A second example, I said earlier that if you're going to own your own business, then by golly, you should do it on your own terms. I had an IBMer here in the Marietta area who had experimented with entrepreneurship in the past, but after being downsized, he wanted to relocate, and he grew up in and around the Pensacola area, you know, Milton, Pensacola Beach, down there on the Gulf Coast. He said, well, by golly, Julian, don't find me a franchise here. Find me something I can do down there. where, you know, where I want to live. And I said, well, that's exactly what we will do. We will take a look at your transferable skills, and we're going to address your lifestyle goals or your lifestyle requirements and preferences. So that's exactly what we did. We looked at a place where he wanted to move. Well, now he has a beautiful beach house down there, and he lives and works exactly where he wants to live. We addressed that lifestyle desire, and he's just as happy as he can be. So, again, those are a couple of situations where people, you know, left corporate life, went into business ownership, and it's through franchising, and it's been a great not only a great result for them, but very rewarding for me.
And those are two great examples, and your man with the porta potty business is a third, where all three of these individuals ended up in a place where they didn't think they would go, and it was all successful thanks to your intervention and your coaching, your help along the way, just highlighting the importance of getting someone to walk with you as you go through this process.
Yeah. It's a very methodical, yet it's efficient and yet effective process. And as people start down their discovery of evaluating these various business models, and in many cases, since I'm giving them 3 to 5 to look at simultaneously, they can compare and contrast. And my fellow coaches and I laugh at each other all the time, because we'll try to predict, and we might think we know which direction our clients are going to go based on the diversity of the franchise business models that we have shown them. Mm-hmm. And they surprise us every time because they discover themselves that they thought they knew their criteria and their preferences and so forth early on. And as they start to learn some of these very interesting business models, they surprise themselves at how they might change or tweak their own priorities or their own criteria. Mm. And they're, guess what? The spouse has a part to play in that as well. Mm-hmm. Their spouse might say, well, you know, come up with some of these ideas of, well, yeah, God, if we do this, then we can do that. And maybe that has to do with again, relocating or more family flexibility or whatever it happens to be. Mm-hmm. But again, I oftentimes, it's rare that I don't engage the spouse in the middle of our process in terms of looking at this. Because guess what? Even if the spouse is not going to be involved in running the business, this is a family change. And so the spouse should most certainly be involved.
For sure. A wise spouse that gets their significant other involved, right? For sure. Julian, this has been great. Lots of questions I could ask, and lots of questions I'm sure folks might have. And if they would like to reach out and get in touch with you to ask those questions, how can they do that?
John, I would suggest that people connect with me on LinkedIn. And if you're familiar with how to get to someone's LinkedIn profile, it's just linkedin.com/ and then N-I-N, and then another slash. And then in my case, it's just my name, Julian Reed. That's J-U-L-I-A-N. And then Reed, my last name is R-E-I-D. Mm-hmm. So you can Google me or just go to LinkedIn. It's Julian Reed and connect with me there. There's a number of... first and foremost, I've got several dozen recommendations from my past clients there. You can review those and get an idea of how I've get a vision of how I've been able to help people get into business ownership. But there's also links to my various websites, including a couple of free assessments that I have there. And again, all of my services are free, and it's a no-cost coaching approach that I take with clients that want to go through this. Because again, I work much like an executive recruiter in that sense. I'm compensated by a third party, just like an executive recruiter. So if people do want to explore this, they can do that, in a no-risk, safe space. And I'm happy to work with those who are also on parallel tracks with the job search. Mm-hmm. So you can meet with recruiters, go through your job search, and on a parallel track, I'm happy to help you explore this whole idea of business ownership through franchising. But again, the place to start, my LinkedIn profile at Julian Reed. Again, J-U-L-I-A-N-R-E-I-D, Julian Reed.
Julian Reed with the Entrepreneur Source. Julian, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
Thank you. So, folks, just a quick reminder that if you've got some business frustrations that involve administrative tasks, or your books are a mess, you've got some marketing help you need, well, I've got an answer for you, and it involves a angel that will fly in, get the job done, and fly out. And they're at Office Angels. S.E. Escobedo over there is the chief executive angel, 770-442-9246. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. They match your business support needs with angels who, again, fly in and fly out, but they've got talent and experience to bring to your business. So get in touch with Essie. She's terrific. I've had great experience with her and her team. You can give her a call again, 770-442-9246, or go to officeangels.us for more information. Folks, just a reminder that you can find this show on all the major podcast platforms. That would be Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We're on all of them. Whatever your favorite podcast app is, go find us and subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. It helps us keep telling the stories of business leaders like Julian, and we would love to have you give us a review and help support the show. It's a no-cost way to support the work that we do. You can also connect with us on social media. We're on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Julian Reed, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.